Okay, so last time we talked all about a tefillah bizmana and the chiyuv to be tovel and the like. So I think now we are up to the question of tefillah b'Shabbes. We already saw that Beis Yosef somewhat addressed this issue and point out that l'chol ra'at tefillah b'Shabbes should not be an issue whatsoever, since the Gemara in Beit Zvi Hilchos Matzah Aleph says that you're allowed to be tovel Shabbos. And even though you can't be tovel kelim, this is mutter because Adam Shani Dinera Kameikar. And you'll say, Nera Kameikar, okay, that's fine for the summer. What about the winter? No, Bimosak Shamim. Sometimes you're outside walking and you get mud all over yourself. So you'll be rochets to get the mud off. Nevertheless, as we mentioned before, the Mordechai says that, well, if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, that tefillah is manalav mitzvah. So then it's aser litvol b'Shabbes. So the Beis Yosef said, what is he talking about? What happened to Gemara in Beitza? It's not just Beis Yosef. Tosos asked that Shaila and others as well. So the Truma Sadeshan answers, that's talking about a case where Ain Baal Be'ir. Yeah, even Rabbeinu Tam would agree with Baal Be'ir. Why? Because then there's a mitzvah, not the mitzvah of Tzilu Zmana, but the mitzvah for Vu, Ona, whatever it is. But Ain Baal Be'ir, so then the only tzad to be tovel is of Tzilu Zmana mitzvah, since we pass on Tzilu Zmana lav mitzvah, so you can't do it on Shabbos. But why not? So it's not clear. Maybe why should you be tovel on Shabbos anyway, since there's no reason to do so in the first place? So that's what he seems to be saying. But then he says, but you know what? Actually, even if Baal is Be'ir, if you could have done it earlier, let's say the Leil Tefillah was Thursday night, and for whatever reason you weren't Tovel Thursday night, now you want to go Friday night, no, that would be Aser. Aye, but the Gemara in Beitza says it's Mutter. How could you say it's Aser? So he says, "Mikol makom nira de'idna bizmanenu tukuli alma zehiri shalolirchot klal b'Shabbes afilu lahaker bein b'nahar bein b'mikvah." No, now it's different. Why? It sounds like you're saying because the Sfar of Nira Kameikar doesn't apply anymore. Why? Because we don't go, and we aren't Nira Kameikar. It's not Nira Kameikar anymore because nobody goes and bathes on Shabbos, right? We are zahir, it says. We are zahir shlo lirchotz klal b'Shabbes lahaker. So even if it's a very hot day on Shabbos, we don't go into the take a dip in the pool. Even if we get very muddy, we don't jump in the river to clean ourselves off. And therefore, it sounds like he's saying that the svara of Nir Kameikar doesn't apply anymore. Now the problem here with this idea is, so then it should be aser. Either it's manashach. Either it's going to be mutter because we're going to say lo gazru klal al tefillah b'Shabbes because at the time of Chazal is Ner Kameikar, and therefore, if Lo Gazru, it's still Mutter, even if the reason isn't true. Or no, we're going to say no. It's only Mutter Lamaisa if it's Ner Kameikar, in which case nowadays it's no longer Ner Kameikar, so it should be us across the board. Why do we have this funny Pshara? The Pshara being that, well, if you couldn't have been Tovel earlier, then we're going to be Matir it. But if you could have been Tovel earlier, then we Aser it. So the Truma Sedation doesn't really explain. It almost sounds like, well, we don't like the idea of Tefillah B'Shabbes anyway, because the Svar of Ner Kameikar isn't really relevant anymore. So therefore, while we're not going to outright ban it, we're unhappy about it. So if you couldn't have been Tovel earlier, we're going to say, okay, since Ladina, it's Mutter, it's Mutter. But we don't want people saying, oh, you know, Thursday night, it's so busy, you have to cook and clean, I'll just go to the mikveh Friday night. No. And they'll wait. They'll say, okay, I'll wait till tomorrow night. No. In that case, we don't allow it. Since we're unhappy about it, we say, in that case, since you could have gone Thursday night, you don't go Thursday night, it's aser to go Shabbos. Now, this idea is not Medina, right? It can't really be Medina, like we said, because if it's mutter, it's mutter. So what it is a minhag. That's what he says. We have this minhag that if you could have gone earlier and you didn't, then it's a minhag not to be tovel on Shabbos. And we'll see later on. In that case, might not even be allowed to be tovel on Motzei Shabbos for a different reason, because if you go to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos, you're separating your chafifa, which would have been Friday afternoon, from your tefillah. Again, we allow that when you had no other choice, like your mikvah night turns out to be Motzai Shabbos, but where you had another choice because you should have really gone Thursday night, then we won't allow that easier. So to better understand this Truma Sedeshin, we sort of have to go back. What does he mean when he says that Ha'idna Bezmanenu Zahiri Shalol Lerchot? So in the Gemara, in terms of bathing on Shabbos, we have two restrictions. We have an Isser on Maim Shehochmu Be'erev Shabbos, that even though no Malacha was done on that water, because the water was heated on Erev Shabbos, it's still Aser Lerchot's Kol Gufo, or Rov Gufo, B'Shabbos. Though in that case we say, it's Mutter Lerchot's Panav Yad V'Raglav, as long as it's Mi'at. That's what we mentioned before. If you recall, we said, let's say a woman wants to start her Shiv Nikim on Shabbos. We saw the Ramah says she should be Rochetzes, at least Oso Mako, before doing her Hefsik Tara. So it would be okay to have Maim Shochmu before Shabbos, like water from an urn. Because why? Because that's just Mi'at Gufo. It's Mutter. And then we have a second Isser on Maim Shochmu B'Shabbos. That's Aser to use at all, even one Aver, and this we discussed last year. We talked about Xeris Balonim and the like. So this Isser, though, is only said for Maim Chaim, not Maim Poshrim. And we're going to return to this question in just a couple of minutes when we talk about the very common question of women whose Lal Tefila is on Friday night, going to the mikvah, even though Shabbos has already started and the water is pretty hot. Is that mutter? Why would it be mutter? So we'll get back to that. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara, we have an Isser of Rechitza B'Shabbos or Tefila B'Shabbos in hot water. However, among the Ashkenazi Rishonim, we find a further restriction. So what does that restriction include? So that includes, first of all, we find this over here, like we saw in Truma Sedeshin and Maril and others. And they seem to have an Isser of Rechitz B'Shabbos, even B'Tzomei. Where does it come from? So they identify two reasons. Number one is Shema Yavo Lidei Schita. Number two is Shema Yolich HaSamayim Agabav B'Rishos HaRabim HaBakarmis. Right? If you're in a river, you go and you bathe in the river. Well, you come out of the river, you're going to be wet. You're going to be carrying the water. Fine. So, as I said, this is clearly not Medina de Gemara. However, and the Ramah doesn't actually bring this down in Hilchos Shabbos, but the Magen Avraham does, as does the Mishnah Brura, cited by the Mishnah Brura. It's in Siman Shin Chavav. The Magen Avraham, I think, is Sifkat and Tess, and the Mishnah Brura is Sifkat and Chav Aleph, maybe. And the way the Mishnah Brura brings it down is Nagu Shalo Lerchot Klal B'Nahar O B'Mikveh. So there is a minhag, like we said, we can't really call it an Isser, but there's a minhag not to be rochets at all. We're not going to get into this discussion, but obviously this relates to the controversy which the Bir Halacha discusses among whether it's okay for men to go to the mikvah Shabbos morning. Chassidim do, many misnagdim don't. We're not going to get into that, but that relates to that issue. It also relates to the question of people want to know, could they take a shower on Yantif especially? Let's say it's a 3-day Yantif. Let's say Shavuos, you're hot, you're Shvitzi, it's a Mutter. And we talked about this last year, so we're not going to get back into it. We pointed out that Bekitzer, probably the Isser of heating water on Yantif is no longer true. While once upon a time it was Usser, nowadays bathing frequently is probably Shavu L'chol Nefesh, so the issue of heating the water won't be an issue, would be considered Bechlal L'chol Nefesh. But this minhag that the Mishnah Berurah cites of not bathing on Shabbos or Yantif would still apply, presumably. However, it could be that B'makom Tzar, there is room for leniency, because Lo Nagu B'makom Tzar, as we will see. Okay, so we have this minhag not to, and then the minhag is sort of what led to this, the minhag not to bathe on Shabbos at all, then led to a minhag not to allow tevila on Shabbos, but that second minhag was limited to a case where they couldn't have been Tovel. Sorry, they could have. Yeah, they could have been Tovel beforehand. Tovelis beforehand. So if she couldn't have been Tovelis beforehand, that second minute was not instituted. But if she could have, then it wasn't. Now, one more source from the Beis Yosef, and then we'll sort of talk about the Lamaisa. So the Beis Yosef brings down from the Agur that about a woman. So again, her Lel Tfila was Thursday night. The Nansa Shalo Tavla. So it was an onus, whatever. She couldn't make it to the mikvah Thursday night. So what about her? Could she be Tovelis Friday night? So the Agur said, no. How of the Idchiz Man Tfila? Wow. So this is a further restriction. In other words, on the one hand, she could have, theoretically, she could have been Tovel Thursday night, but at the same time, it wasn't her fault. So the Agur still says it's Aser, because Agur says it's only when Tvila Bismana Mamish. So this is the Agur that we pointed out in the previous year. We said, oh, see, the Agur holds that Tvila Bismana Mitzvah even nowadays, and it's not just the, like, theoretical Zman Torah, like Rabbeinu Tam says, but it's the Zman that Chazal allow you to go. So therefore, it's going to be the night following the Shemini Kiyum, but not afterwards. So we pointed out this is like a combination. This is a, you know, we have sort of Rach and Rabbeinu Tam on extremes. And the Agur is sort of a combination, right? The Rach says that Tvila bisman a mitzvah, because tvila is a mitzvah. So it would also be a mitzvah, you know, the next day as well. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam said, no, tvila bisman a mitzvah means it's only a mitzvah bismana, and it's therefore only on the mamish of bisman. So here we have, as we said, the Agur is sort of aspect of both. It's like Rabbeinu Tam, it's only on bisman, but it's like the Rach that's even nowadays. So that's how he comes up with this chumrah. And again, the Beis Yosef rejects this, thinks it doesn't make any sense as a shita, plus it's against the Gemara in Beinza. So the Agur is like the Trumas Hadashen, except it's the Agur says it's only Alt Tfilo Bismana Mitzvah, whereas the Trumas Hadashen says no, even Alt Ona, even Alt Puravu, that would be Matir. So they both agree that we don't allow going to the mikvah except for a mitzvah. But the difference between the Agur and the Trumas Hadashen is the Agur thinks it's only Alt Mitzvah Tvila, whereas the Trumas Hadashen says it's Alt any mitzvah, so even Alt Ona, even Alt Puravu. It's only when she was, she should have gone earlier that we have this minug not to. Okay. So, as I said, the Beis Yosef rejects this because he says against Gemara and Beitzah, and the Dargei Moshe is Miyashev, and he says no. Even though it's mutter litful b'Shabbos, because ner kamekar b'zmana, not shalom b'zmana. Def shalomar, the Ramah says, the afagad de matir hasam litful b'Shabbos, mishim de ner kamekar, dafka tefillah b'zmana, al shalom b'zmana lo. In other words, that which we say tefillah b'zmana mitzvah is that the heter is only said b'chiyah gavna, lav hachi, we don't say tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. So that's the Dargei Moshe, sif katan gimel, that these posts can hold, that we don't really say Ner Kamekar except when Tfilah Bismana Mitzvah. Now, the Shach, Nekudas HaKasef, the first one, says this is really very hard to understand. How could we say that? It's clear when the Gemara in Beitza permits people go to the mikvah, it's even Shalom Bismana, right? And you see that from Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, Matbil and Akom of Ner Shabbos. So how could the Ramah say that? So that's the question. Again, the Ramah himself, at the end of the day, doesn't think we really paskin this way. He thinks they only have to follow it from Makom Shinagu. But just in terms of understanding the Shita, the Ramah tries to defend the Shita of the Agur, Udi'ime, by saying the Gemara Beitza, when it says it's Ner Kamekar, is only talking about a case of Tzilu Zmana. The Shach says that's impossible. That's against the Gemara. And the Sidri Tara over here supports the Dargei Moshe based off of Tosos over there. I think he acknowledges the Pashtus in the Gemara is not like the Ramah. It's like the Shach. But he says, the Ramah's opinion we can justify based off of Tosfos. He writes, over there, the Sidrei Tara, Ve'amishken Mashma. It's true the Gemara sounds like the Shach, but V'chein Kasef is Yeshua Sham, Achmei Tosos, B'Shah, B'Shah Mashma, D'Sphir Laho, Dichalok Misogi Debeit Sabatil Uzmana. No. According to us in the Shabbos, we can mook him the whole Sogi Debeit Sabatil Uzmana, Shere Kasef, V'im Tomar, V'im Ayin Sham, we won't get into this whole Cheshbon. Okay, so all that is to be Miyashev, the Agur. Again, you don't need it to be Miyashev, the Truma Sadasha, right? Because the Truma Sadasha was saying it is Mekra, Mata Medina, it's just a Minagnatu. But Agur, who said it was Medina, so that's where we have this, the Darki Moshe's Tshuva, the Shach's Kasha on the Darki Moshe, and the Sidrei Tara is Yishuv of the Darki Moshe based off of Tosfos. Fine. So B'Kitzer, what do we have? The Beis Yosef doesn't hold of any of this stuff, like the Pashtus. And then we have two sort of, you could call, you know, Ashkenazi Rishonim, who have restrictions. The first is the Truma Sadashan, that the Isser is based off of the Minhag. And the second is the Agur, that it's somehow Asir Medina, except for Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. And Beis Yosef rejects both of these. So what is the Lamaisa? I guess for the Sfaradim, it's pretty straightforward. For Ashkenazim, so the Rama writes like this. The Rama writes that if you're in a place where the minhag is that she's not Tovelis, if she could have gone, let's say, on Thursday or before, then you should follow that minhag. But if it's not Makom Shenagu, you don't have to follow it. In other words, clearly he doesn't think it's a din. He thinks it's a minhag. So if it's a minhag, then if it's a minhag in your place, then you should follow the minhag in that place, but otherwise you don't have to follow it. Fine. So to permit Tefillah B'Shabbos, it has to be A, some type of mitzvah, whether it's mitzvahs ona or Tefillah B'Zmana, and B, she couldn't have done it beforehand if that's the minhag. Okay. The Shach, as we said, isn't so into it. He says, well, maybe the minhag is only when you're tovel kedei l'tahir. But if you're tovel shelo l'tahir, or he even says, this is Shach Sif Katan Aleph, just to be Tovel Machmas Achumra. Like, let's say, Chveis. She went to the mikvah Thursday night, but she realized, oh no, I didn't cut my nails. And she's going to go back to the mikvah Friday night. So since that tefillah isn't really being Matayah, because she's already Torah, then it's Mutter. Vigilia Marsha Sif Katan Beis disagrees with that. No, either way, there's Minagnatu. Shach also points out, Sif Katan Beis, that if she could have been tovel earlier, but she didn't because of a minhag, like the minhag not to be tovel to be bol and dam tohar, so then it's asur lalitvol, because Medina she could have been tovel Thursday night, and the Dalga Miravava over there disagrees. He says ma pitom, what difference does it make if it's asur lalitvol machmas din or machmas minhag? If she couldn't go Thursday night machmas din, she could go Friday night, and if she couldn't go Thursday night machmas minhag, she could go Friday night. So again, bottom line, Mechaber doesn't bring this down any restrictions about Tefillah B'Shabbos. The Rama says that we follow the Truma Sadashin in places where the minhag is to follow Truma Sadashin, probably we don't have, the Shach more or less accepts that, the Rama, that we only have to do a Makom that there's a minhag. Taz is much more restrictive. He says, well, since a bunch of Rishonim do seem to say Tzas and Medina, then it's more Chamor. He argues that the Mordechai is Machmir and the Marivayel is Machmir, so it's not just a Das Yachid. The Shach is Docha this, and L'chore, there's a raya from Tefillah in Yom Kippur. But anyway. But we accept the view of the Raman Neshach that it's only Asr B'Makom that there's a minhag. Okay, what if you don't know there's a minhag? Right? I don't know. In Pesach, is there such a minhag? So the Pesachei Tshuva Sif Katan Vav says that if the Nashim, the mikvah ladies, are asking the Rabbanim, is there a minhag, shows clearly there isn't a minhag. Because if there's a minhag, the Nashim Chachamios would know. They wouldn't have to ask a shayla. So if people are already asking, if the mikvah lady's asking, is there a minhag here? That shows there's no minhag. And as far as I know, that is the common practice. So obviously, if a woman could go to the mikvah Thursday night, she should, and we would encourage her and the like. Well, it might say she didn't go to the mikvah Thursday night. Bein ba'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. We wouldn't say she can't go to the mikvah Friday night because whatever the minhag was, you know, while it seems to have been widespread in the earth hundreds of years ago, it seems to have fallen by the wayside, and therefore it is mutter. We mentioned last time that there are those who sometimes have the minhag of women not going to the mikvah at all when their husbands are away, based off of the Zohar. So here too, I think Rabbi Neuberger says, if that's not your minhag, then you shouldn't follow it. She should go to the mikvah right away, even if her husband's out of town, if it's not on Friday night. And the reason is because we saw that there are a number of Rishonim who hold that tefillah is bound as mitzvahs. You may as well chop those Rishonim, besides the fact of the other factors that we mentioned last time. Maybe your husband will come back earlier. You don't want to clog up the mikvahs Thursday night in the country. Ayin sham. And okay, if you're worried, you can put a knife under your pillow. Yeah.
Is restrictions mature than nowadays a lot of men go to mikvah?
Yeah. Yeah, so whether or not men are allowed to go to mikvah or not, Ayin sham in Hilchos Shabbos, that stadim lakan ulakan. It's definitely machlokas haposkin. Obviously, Chassidim think that it's mutter. Correct. Correct. I think that if you don't, if it generally you're a person who is choshish for minhagim al pi kabbal of this sort, minhagim found in his hour or the like, so then, yeah, that's what one should do. If that's your mesorah, then you should follow your mesorah. I think if it's not your mesorah, I don't think you have to be choshish. In other words, I think most people in our kahila are not necessarily zahir for lots of minhagim cited in the Zohar. And you don't have to, if that's not your mesorah, I don't think you have to be worried about it. Okay, so she's going to go to the mikvah Friday night. So now we have a new problem. The problem is that the mikvahs are hot, or at least quite warm. So the Pesachei Tshuva deals with this at length in Sifkat and Beis. He starts off by quoting a Tshuva's Chacham Tzvi, who's very troubled by this. He says, how could it be mutter? As we said before, it's before Shemar Shabbos, it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Tzim and Shin Chavav, that there's an Isser V'chitzis called Gufa B'chamin B'Shabbos. And he goes so further, he says, maybe even if you did it, Shaila Karyana Le'avaryana, oh my goodness, fine. So what should she do? So she go to the mikvah Friday night in a cold mikvah. Hafagas tzinatzan will be mako, like in Yuma. So you take away the chill. How do you know when is hafagas tzina, when is it chamin? So he says it's based off of what people call it. If people call it chamin, then it's aser. What if she can't handle it? It's too hard to go with just hafagastina. So he says, so go motzei Shabbos. And what if she's not willing to do that? So then we'll allow her to go bein hashmashos and make sure she doesn't go home till nightfall. But more than that, we can't be matir. Now we're going to talk about, I guess probably tomorrow, this inyan of being Tovel before nightfall and then not coming home till the night, the concept of Rabbeinu Tam and the like. So we'll get back to that tomorrow. It's not something that we're usually excited about, to put it that way. But that's what he says. He says, going to the mikvah that's hot, one Shabbos is once Stasi Kochavim, that is for sure nothing to talk about. That's an Isser Gamor, Medina Digmar. What can you say? There's nothing, we can't be Mako. Why is Bein HaShmashos a little bit different? So Bein HaShmashos, already we know that they were matir shvus b'Bein HaShmashos. Every shvus, no, but many. And at least shvus b'Makom Mitzvah. So if you look over there in that shuva, he actually has whole arichas on the sugya of what type of shvus were matir b'Bein HaShmashos. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim, the Simen Shin Zayin, Sif Chaf Beis, he quotes down the idea from the Rambam, Rav Haigon, that there is no, there is a, I don't want to get into it now. The Rishonim are all troubled by a stira. We have one sugya that sounds like we're not matir moshvosim benish mashos, right? That's the sugya that we see by Mandlikin. We're matir certain things, like being taking meiser on demai, but not most things, seemingly, or certainly not everything. We have another sugya that sounds like logozvoshos benish mashos, and the Rishonim have different approaches how to resolve that. So what he's saying is that we could follow the lenient position to be matir shvus, at least with tzarf mitzvah, and it is a mitzvah, b'beinish mashos. So we could be matir chamin b'beinish mashos. And even though we're not so into it when it comes to doing tefillah b'beinish mashos, we really want you to do it at night, but we'll be matir that as well, as long as you don't come home till the night. So that is the view of the Chacham Tzvi, the restrictive view. Is there anyone who's mekel? Bukhari's right, it's against the Mefurish Gemara. So there are a number of tzadim lahakel, some of which are quoted in Pesachei Tshuva and Sham. Some of them that are not quoted in Pesachei Tshuva, we have a Karban Nisanel in Masechet Shabbos. Pesachei Tshuva alludes to this, but isn't really quoted. It's in the second parak. Simon Chav Beis in the Rosh, Oskof in the Karban Nisanel. And he writes, you know what? Maybe Tzilas Meg Mikvah is not Bechlal Merchatzos. Meaning to say, the Isser that they said on Shabbos is on bathing, it's on Merchatzos. So, but maybe that means going to the bathhouse. It doesn't mean going to the mikvah for a mitzvah. Now, it's very hard to understand that because the whole reason why we're matir tefillah b'zmana, we're matir tefillah b'shabbos, is because it doesn't look like you're doing tefillah. And now we're saying, well, if it's hot, it's mutter only when you're doing tefillah. So somehow or another, we could have our cake and eat it. We could say it doesn't look like tikkun kli because maybe you're bathing and you're not going to the mikvah. But because you're going to the mikvah and you're not bathing, you're allowed to use hot water. That is the possibility that the Karban Nisanel has. Is it a galat possibility? It's a chiddush. But might it be sufficient to be miyashev the minug? Because the velt is certainly makel on this. Maybe we could use that as a yeshiv for the minug. Any other yeshuvim for the minhag? Shevet HaLevi has an interesting yeshuv. He says, well, there's an exception, maybe to Mechatzos. If the water is heated up before Shabbos, for Chola or Meiko. So, a kol Chola Meitzel Tzina. So, since you're chayiv to go to the mikvah, right, because it's a mitzvah, so then you have to go. And since if you go to the mikvah that's cold, mikvah, you'll get sick. So then we could say you have a din of a chayla for this purpose, and it's mutter to go to the mikvah. Also a chiddush, right? The Chacham Tzvi said, not be told to go motzei Shabbos. You're not yet a chola. But the argument of Shevet HaLevi is, no, I have a mitzvah to go. So mimeila I could employ the heter of hakol cholim. The Sidrei Tara quotes Divrei Yosef, another limud chassid, Sidrei Tara, Sifkat and Tezayin, that just like they were matir gzeiras v'chitza b'chamin mitzdar, like we said. That's Rukiv Eger in the beginning of Semen Shem Chafav. So nashim mitzdaros b'tfilah b'tzonein ve'in limchos b'yadim ekilim. Similar. Not a chola, but mitzdar might be good enough. According to Rukiv Eger, the gzeiras balanim is like a weaker gzeira, and it's mutter b'machom tzar. L'maisis Yevet HaLevi says that despite that there were many gedolim that opposed and screamed and the like, as you saw in the Pesachei Tshuva. For the most part, the gedolei adoreis shasku v'lo michu. And especially nowadays, where if we didn't allow it, many women wouldn't go be tovel at all, so we shouldn't say anything. In other words, basically, the minhag is to be mekel for whatever these reasons. I think there might be another tzad to be mekel, which is based off of the idea that we said before, according to many Rishonim, the Gzeir is only said about Chamin, not on Poshrin. So what does Poshrin mean? So if you look at the Ritva, Nita Chafes Medat Beis, he says that Poshrin is Kechamimos HaRok. It's a Rosh also, Nita Gimel Gimel. Oh, so how hot is Rok? So it's hard to know for sure. Does Rok mean after you spit it out or immediately when it spit out? So I think we could assume, for this Dindrabanan, Rok means immediately, you know, the temperature of Roke in your mouth, or the moment it's coming out of your mouth. Well, how hot is Roke in your mouth? Well, you know, we take our temperature, right? So it's about 98, 99 degrees. Well, how hot is a typical bath? So according to Google, the most relaxing and soothing baths are warm baths in a temperature of 90 to 98 degrees Fahrenheit. A comfortable zone is 98 to 100 for most people. The Japanese believe in keeping their water 104 degrees. So assuming you're not Japanese, I always thought mikvahs are very hot. I don't know. Maybe it's just because, like, I've lost my Hasidic blood. I don't know. I always think, like, I wouldn't want the mikvahs to be this hot. But anyway, so the point is that it happens to be that Chamima Sarok is the temperature of a comfortable bath. So the truth is, it could be that our mikvahs are poshrim. Now, if you have the Chacham Tzvi's criteria, that if it's Nikra Chamin, so it's probably not good enough. But in light of these Rishonim, that poshrim is okay, and poshrim is Chamim HaSarok. So it could be that our mikvahs don't have the din of Chamin. Vavadia happens to be a little bit more machmer in the Shaila. He says that you shouldn't be Tovah B'Chamin. Better to do it if you have no choice, Be'enish Mashos, like the Chacham Tzvi says. And Lota should go to her house at night. Okay, so, but as I said, others are, many are Mako. Take a look at Shar Tzion, Shin Chavav, Sif Katan Hey, who says, oh, we're only Megal B'Shas Adchak. But okay, maybe it's to always a Shas Adchak, or you could come up with these Svarus that we said. I don't think, again, maybe in the Sephardic communities where they follow the Minhag of Avadia would allow you to go Bebein or Shmashos, like the Chacham Tzvi says. I'm not aware of any mikvos that would actually allow women to go Bebein or Shmashos. They don't open up till Tzeis. Yes, you had a question? No? Okay. All right. So that is on Tefillah Friday night. What about Motzei Shabbos? So we already mentioned that the Rambam brings down from the Agur that a woman who was doicher tefillah, in other words, she didn't go Thursday night, let's say. So not only can't she go Friday night, but she can't go Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because when you go Motzei Shabbos, you have to, now we're going to get to this later on, when do you do your chafifa if your tefillah is Motzei Shabbos. But at least, according to some Rishonim, right, Rashi's position, he didn't know Chasmid Aleph, you're not allowed to do chafifa at night. So anytime your Leil Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos, you're going to be doing your chafifa Friday afternoon. So what does that mean practically? It means that there's a gap of more than 24 hours between your chafifa and your tefillah. So we don't like that. So we're matir that if that's the first time you can go on Motzei Shabbos. But if not, so then we're not matir that. That's what basically the Agur says. So if you should have gone Thursday night and you missed it, so you can't go Friday night, you can't go Motzei Shabbos, you have to wait till Sunday night. That's what the Agur says. Here too, the Beis Yosef does not accept this. And one is because we might not paskin like Rashi, so we might allow her to go do Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We are Choshesh Rashi L'Chatchila, but Maisim B'chol Yom, certainly Bizman Hazeh, we do allow women to do their entire Chafifa night, both because we may not pass it like Rashi or because there are ways to get around it that would theoretically be mutter, maybe even according to Rashi. If we take a look at the Darkei Tshuva and the Pesachei Tshuva, they talk about the following Shaila. An almana sheniseis, v'ira lo leil tefillas b'Shabbos. She can't go Friday night because you can't do nisuim for an almana on Shabbos. So then she also can't do Motzei Shabbos. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, holds both deos. Number one, first he quotes the position that it's aser b'motzei Shabbos if she could have gone beforehand. And number two is, I guess you get the impression that we're only mako, basically, that she wasn't poshas. In other words, if she was Poshea, she could have gone earlier and she didn't. That's when we are Machmir. I think here too, the minhag is to be mako, meaning to say that even if she could have gone earlier and even if it was pshia, we allow her to go motzi Shabbos for the factors that we said. We don't necessarily fully hold like Rashi, and we allow her, we would allow her to do chafifa motzi Shabbos and other reasons that we will see. So I think that's, yeah. Okay. So where are you guys holding?
We're at
the
finished
this. Oh,
come on, Dick. We still have to do some other stuff, though, but yeah.
Okay. So I think I will stop here. And I hope Monday we're going to finish. So Sif Gimel, we're going to start on Monday in terms of what's the Din D'Oraisa, what's the Din D'Rabbanan. It's very kedai to look at some of the tshuvos that I sent you in the Mar Makomos, including the tshuvas Avodas HaGershuni, which you'll see is quoted by the Pischei Tshuva, but it's kedai to see inside. I gave you the whole tshuva, I believe, in the Mar Makomos, and I gave... Yeah, what?
There's only one shiur emotion in the whole Mar
Makomos. Okay. So, okay, that tshuva is good enough. There are some more, but see the tshuva from Rav Moshe, the tshuva is from Chacham Tzvi, Yad Aleph, Sidrei Tara, if you can. And yeah, so what did I put in? I did your Chela Gimel Siman Samech?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That's good enough. So we'll talk a little bit about the Shach Tzvi One Kala. I don't think it'll be a problem. So that will be Monday, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow. We'll finish up Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin. And on Wednesday, Be'ezus Hashem, we will start Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches. Kuf Tzadi Ches is big. By all means, if you're finished Kuf Tzadi Zayin now, get started on Kuf Tzadi Ches. You don't have to wait. Okay.
Earlier, kind of thing was true, like the people about like the
about what?
Like being told all the young
Yerusha. Yeah, of course.
I really mentioned also.